So I wasn't going to talk about the Diddy case for a myriad of reasons. If you listen to this show, you know I'm not about spilling tea. I'm not about gossip. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care what your sexual orientation is. I don't care what you're into with your wife or your girl or your ex or your baby mama or whomever in the bedroom. It's none of my business. I don't care about your geopolitics. I don't care about your religion. I don't care what you think about Israel versus Gaza. I don't care what you think about Russia versus Ukraine. That's one of the reasons that we've been able to have a successful run talking sports and entertainment for 10 years now. Because I don't care about that stuff and I don't get into those things. People that listen to this show generally listen to this show because they want to hear sports takes. They want to hear some good interviews. We get a lot of hip-hop artists to come on the show and talk sports. If you wanted to hear about geopolitical views and what's going on in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda, you would go somewhere else. You go somewhere much smarter than me. So Diddy is usually not something that I'm going to touch. However, this case is a landmark case to me, and it's just very interesting to me. It means so much more than just what you can see with the naked eye. It's deeper than the RICO. It's deeper than sexual abuse. It's deeper than people's personal lives. It's deeper than what's going on in Hollywood. There are so many things that are being uncovered by this case that are very interesting. I think that people need to take heed and get an understanding of. So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to do a top five dead or alive on these are five things that I'm going to say, and I'm going to shut up. I'm not going to continue to talk about this. It's not going to be a reoccurring theme. I'm not going to read verbatim some of the testimony from Cassie. I'm not going to speculate if Farnsworth Bentley is going to be subpoenaed. I just want to speak at a macro level, because often when you get into the Twitter sphere and Instagram and all these platforms, people take the easy road. People have a very short-term view of what's going on. It's kind of that 24 to 48-hour news cycle. So it's like people are like, ooh, I can't believe that Cassie allowed people to, you know, hit her with the golden shower. Well, that's a very small component of this. That's a personal issue. The bigger issue is uncovering some of the concepts of what constitutes abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse, abuse of power, and what's going on in the industry and what's going on outside of the industry. So, cue the music. These are the top five dead or alive things that I'm looking to really lock in on and learn from and kind of facilitate a mature discussion about. Number five, orgies are not illegal. I know that it's taboo to talk about orgies, but people in their sexual experimentation, it's not illegal. Whether you're rich or poor, I know people that don't have any money that are like in the hood, for real, that have had orgies at their home. I know people, I've met people, when you get into some of these executive circles, I've met people that are swingers. I've met people, husband and wife. It's like, remember the episode of Martin where Martin and Tommy went to the party and it was a party with swingers? That exists in life, and it's not illegal. It might be against your religious beliefs. It might be against your personal code, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you choose to participate in orgies, men and women, men on men, women on women, whatever you do, it's your business. It's not Lance J's business. It's not TMZ's business. It's not Fox News, CNN, any of the news outlets. It's not Hip Hop DX. It's not anyone's business but your own. And although it's not something that Lance Day is going to do, it's not something that's right for the Lewis family. If that's what your lifestyle is and that's what you're about, and you in a case where you have wealthy people, I'm assuming that there's an NDA signed, and if you're on camera, all of that stuff, it's not illegal to be a part of sexual experimentation. It's not illegal to request or I don't want to say be coerced, but consent to the golden shower. It's not illegal to do those things. So I don't think that we should demonize Diddy or anyone that's attended those parties, because it's their consenting adults and it's their right to do those things to each other or to watch those things or pleasure themselves to those things or whatever they want to do, as long as they're not kids involved. Now, when you get into the underage involved, everybody, if there are underage people involved, everyone should be under the jail. Number four, here's a tough one. I have this conversation with a lot of the women in my life. Consent is not a blurred line. I'm gonna repeat that. Consent isn't a blurred line. You can be in a relationship. I'm speaking to the men out there. You can be in a relationship with the woman. It can be a sexual relationship. It can be a romantic relationship. It can be a Instagram model, pay for play, OnlyFans relationship. And you could have participated in such nefarious behavior sexually with someone 100 times, 200 times, 300 times. The very moment that woman says no, no means no. So the concept, I see a lot of my male friends struggling with this. They say, well, you know, Cassie, she consented to all of these debaucherous activities. And based on the testimony, it sounds like she did consent to those things. Nevertheless, the moment that she says no, then it's assault. There's no gray area there. The concept of, well, hey, we've been doing all these things every day. We did this last night. We did this last week. We did this last month. We've been doing this for the last 5 years, 10 years. I want what I want today. And if you don't give it to me, I'm going to beat it out of you. That's some nasty work right there. That's not acceptable. Men need to understand that. Men need to understand the concept of consent. It's someone else's body. It's their choice. You have your own body. It's your choice. We got to do better in, especially the African-American community, of promoting that, of promoting the fact that women are not pieces of property with a vagina attached to them. Number three, the truth is difficult to hear, man. I've heard stuff in this case that I didn't want to know about Sean Combs. I don't want to know about somebody paying male prostitutes to come in and they're having their way with his girlfriend. And I assume if this happened with Cassie, I assume this happens with other people. I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about him rubbing baby oil on his nipples while this is going on. I don't want to hear about any of that. I don't want to hear about it getting, I don't want to hear about UTIs and sores in the mouth and herpes and stuff like that. Not just what was testified on, the rumors and the innuendo coming from it. One of the things about a RICO case, and I don't really know if this is a RICO case. I don't know if flying people in from Miami for orgies is a RICO case. And that remains to be seen. I know that they're creating a case against Puffy showing about his character or lack thereof. But one of the things about RICO, everybody that comes in and testifies, they're subpoenaed by the federal bleeping government. You don't have a choice. This isn't your local circuit county court where you're going in there for a speeding ticket or you got caught with an eighth of weed or something like that. This is, if you don't testify, you're going to federal MFing prison. So the truth is going to come out, and I don't know who's on the docket to be subpoenaed or to testify. I think you're going to hear some ugly stuff, some filthy stuff. I know that Big, rest in peace, Biggie Smalls has some pretty ill bars. He has some bars that were kind of suspicious. I think you're going to hear some ill bars coming from this case as more people testify to the sexual exploits and the ejaculate and other things that I really, really didn't want to know about, and I'm going to have to probably censor myself from. Number two, other people, not just Sean Combs, other people in the music industry, in the entertainment industry, in the sports industry, other wealthy people, politicians. It's just like the Epstein profile. If you think that Sean Combs is the only person with his white parties in the Hamptons that's having women flown in, that's potentially abusing women, that's having these orgies, that's has people running trains on women, drugging women. If you think that he's the only person in the industry that does this, you are out of your mind. Allegedly, he's still having his day in court. And if you think, I'm gonna go beyond music, because everyone's thinking, well, Jay-Z, who else is on the list? People trying to figure out who went to the parties. Well, LeBron James once said, ain't no party like a Diddy party. People are trying to delineate and say anyone that's ever been in those pictures wearing the tuxedos or at the white parties or at the mauve parties, anyone that's affiliated with that, Meek Mill, anyone that's ever been pictured with Sean Combs is some type of sick individual. But I'm telling you, there are people that are abusing power, perhaps at your company. If you don't think that there are executive level individuals that are abusing power in federal government, in even healthcare where I work, in legal, the superintendent of your school, people that are in power use their power to have sex with individuals that want to get to where those individuals are. I control your career. I control your life. I control your revenue, your stream of income, your retirement, your reputation. What's in it for me physically? You'll see a lot of that. And then the last thing, I think just from, and I'm not trying to pretend to be an expert. I'm not a legal expert. I'm not someone that read all of the transcripts, but just on the strength of some of the things that were uncovered with Cassie, where she consented and she said, I can't wait for these freak offs, these orgies, things like that. I think that Diddy's going to walk. I think having eight men on the jury, four women, is in New York. Diddy is an iconic figure in the area. I think that he's going to walk on a RICO case. Now, he may be open to more lawsuits, civil lawsuits, as more names come out. His reputation is in tatters. I think that he probably have to go back to his mansion in the Hamptons and mind his business. I think his days of being a mogul and a public figure are relatively over. I don't even know if he can just hang out in New York and not be harassed and stuff like that. But at that point, I don't think it matters. If I'm Diddy and I'm in a cell and I'm used to being a billionaire and flying private jets and going all over the world and waking up motorboating six women, I'm just happy to get home, man. I'm just happy to be at home with my family, to get a steak, to mind my business, to go for a walk, to get some fresh air, to get some sunlight. And I'm hoping that, you know, if Diddy is not found guilty of anything illegal, and I know he had a civil case with Cassie, but if he's not found of anything illegal, anything that requires additional jail time, I hope that in the next phase of his life, I mean, he's in his late 50s. I hope that Sean Combs finds peace. And I hope that everybody listening to this show finds peace, because the older I get, the more I realize that peace is what's priceless. It's not about how many Louis bags you can get. It's not about having a Gulfstream. It's not about driving Range Rovers and Bentleys and G-Wagons. It's about having peace. It's about being able to get a good night's sleep. It's about keeping your body healthy. It's about having positive energy. And I just hope that Sean Combs, after he's on the other end of this, that he finds peace and he reassesses his lifestyle moving forward. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Blanche J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Did you know there are numbers that can change your life? Blood pressure is known as the silent killer. You may not have symptoms, but it could still lead to deadly consequences like heart attack and stroke. Check your blood pressure regularly and know your numbers. Normal blood pressure is less than 120 over 80. Healthy habits like regular exercise, a good diet, and not smoking can help lower your blood pressure and protect your heart. Learn more about how you can check, change, and control your blood pressure at heart.org/HBP.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay, these same contracts
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses
and we need our doctors,
but hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patients.
James Lewis.
Well, first of all, Stone Cold, I really like your style, the no-nonsense approach to wrestling. I think you could go far, except for one thing. I mean, what's with the swearing all the time? I think it kind of indicates a lack of creativity, a lack of imagination, and I think it'll hinder you in your future here in the WWF.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I think if you keep talking to me like that, and if you're in person here, I might hinder your life.
She's lucky she's on the
phone. Bottom line is, I say shut up. I say whatever I want, when I want, how I want.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.